It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am joining you personally from the Bermuda Triangle base way out here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on the border of the Caribbean Sea and Puerto Rico. We have manning the flagship station back in Asheville, North Carolina, producer Sam the Animal Still, as well as investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelley, a 4th of July is a time when you guys take a little break, isn't that right?
That is. We will not be home. You can't visit us. Yeah, that whole week.
So we're talking all of next week or the week after, or when are you guys going to celebrate this?
All the week of July the 4th. So we will not be back until July the 7th.
Okay, all right. So all of this coming week, you're closed.
Yes, we are.
Wow, you must be just thrilled, huh?
I am so thrilled. Not that I don't enjoy everybody that comes in, but I need a little bit of rest.
And so that's pretty much the biggest continuous vacation that you guys take every year, right?
That and the week after Christmas.
So you take the week after Christmas off as well.
We do. Right? We're just so tired then we don't remember it.
So why do you guys take the week off leading up through 4th of July?
Would you believe that it is the slowest week of the entire year for us?
Really?
It is. It is. Everybody's out buying food for a barbecue. They're at the lake. They're having a really good time. And they don't think about coins that week.
And yet there is a connection between the sentiments of the 4th of July and coins, getting back to last hour's discussion. In God We Trust is on so much of our money. People who come into the shop, for one thing, you have a lot of Speaking of Strange fans.
Yes.
Do they like to come in and talk about often this idea that there's some kind of maybe divine energy behind the United States of America?
Sometimes they'll hit on it a little bit. Sometimes.
Yeah. Usually it's just like conspiracy theories and paranormal stuff, though, huh?
For me, it is. Yes. Yes.
So now, how has gold and silver been performing, Shelley?
They have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to be right in what I said last couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, it is still going up, but it is still low enough that it is a wonderful time to buy it. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to get their ducks in a row that week that we're gone so that they can all come in that next week and buy some gold and silver, because I don't see it backing off.
And on a programming note, I should also say that next week we are all taking a break. So I'm in the process of moving my studio here in Puerto Rico to a new location. And, Sam, you got some stuff going on. So next Saturday, I believe, Coast to Coast AM is going to be on. And then we'll return with a brand-new show the following Saturday. Right, Sam?
I believe that is correct, sir, yes.
Okay. So Shelley, even though you guys are going to be closed this whole coming week, I know that when the doors open back up on the following Monday, you're going to be slammed. There's going to be a line down the block. When people go into Wright's Coin Shop, what are they buying? What do you want to tell people who have never been there before and have heard this show tonight for the first time and said, hey, I want to go check out what they have there?
That it is so fun to come in, and it is so easy, and there is absolutely no reason to be nervous about it, because it's just, it's a great feeling when you walk in. You're surrounded by all this fun stuff, these wonderful collector coins, and we all smile, and we're having a good time, and we're happy to answer questions, and we just make everything so simple. So there is no reason to, you know, be shy.
Do you have chocolate coins?
You know what? I did. I actually made a display, my very first display at the shop, but I had to take it down quickly because people kept eating it. Mm. They were the little chocolate Kennedys. And
they are tasty.
Yes, they are.
And you don't have to be rich to go to a coin shop. I mean, you can walk in there with, you know, $20-$30 and get started. And whenever we take a moment to tell everybody about Wright's Coin Shop, I think it's important to stress we don't have to talk to people who have already been there. They're hooked already. If you've never been to Wright's Coin Shop, go in there, get started with whatever amount of money you may have, and turn your money into real money. So take this paper money, transform it into something that has intrinsic value, gold, silver. Start right now working on your little stockpile, because I believe, and a lot of people believe, gold and silver is going to continue going up. It historically has done that. If you look at the value over a 10-year period, it's an unbeatable investment, and it gives you peace of mind to know that you, somewhere in your secret little place, have a little stash of actual gold and silver coins. You can work on it one coin at a time. How can people find you guys, Shelley?
They can come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. That is the same road that Biltmore Estate is on, just the opposite direction. Or call me at 828-298-5402.
So, again, everybody, write that down, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate. Or call 828-298-5402. Let me ask you a question, Shelley. Okay, Wright's Coin Shop is a family business.
Yes.
You guys have been in business, what, 40 years plus?
Yes.
Okay. So you're there, your dad's there, mm-hmm. your mom's there.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been an occasion over these years when you've shown up for work and your dad looks at you and says, Shelley, you look like such a slut today. You look completely inappropriate to represent this shop. Go home and put on something decent and then come back to work.
No, that has never happened.
Really? Never once? You've never been reprimanded for looking like a slut?
I have never looked like a slut.
I've seen you at Halloween.
No. We always have this little discussion. There is a fine line between sexy and slutty, and I am always on the sexy side.
And Josh, just being here in the studio, that's just not very nice.
No.
That's just not very nice.
Thank you,
well,
Sam.
It is an appropriate question if you consider this story, however, that is breaking from the Huffington Post. And it's about what's happening in Russia right now. There is actually police action being taken to modify the uniform codes, because apparently there have been complaints that female Russian cops look too sexy, that their skirts over the years have gotten shorter and shorter, and their high heels have gotten higher. And just to be fair, they also say there has been a tendency of male officers to cut off their shirt sleeves, showing a little more skin. And so right now there is a Russian Interior Ministry ban that is being executed on short skirts on Russian ladies who are police officers. And, of course, when I heard this, what do you think I did? I went straight to pictures.
You did. Well, I will say, if you are wearing a short skirt, it's easier to run. It's easier to catch people.
Really?
Yeah. What a long skirt getting in your way, slowing you down. You got people to catch. You want to hike that thing up.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just did away with skirts altogether? Isn't it easier to run in pants than a skirt?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, isn't it easier to run in panties?
You know what? Boom! Brilliant idea. Let's just do away with it.
Let's just do away. Yeah.
Josh, you're down there in the tropics. I know it's not the same side of the world. It's like, over in India and stuff. You ever rock like a veshti or a lungi or some sort of man skirt down there in the tropics? It's so comfortable. I don't know what the problem is here. With everybody's got a hang up. Oh, a man can't wear a skirt. You get a nice airflow going. You get some breeze.
Flow, that's important.
A cool breeze in the tropic area.
Yes.
I did once attend a candlelight dinner at a very upscale niche restaurant in San Juan where the men had to wear little skirty looking things. And
How little?
Oh, you know.
Did anybody call you a slut?
No, nothing like that. I looked so appropriate and classy that I was told this should be my everyday look.
Because your legs are so tan and toned.
Well, you know, I have been complimented a lot by men and women on my legs here. So.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, how's the burn?
I tell you what, honestly, right now, the pain has subsided dramatically, but I kind of look like a reptilian. My wife's pretty disgusted because, right now my arms and back, they look monstrous. I've got, skin peeling off everywhere and it's not a pretty picture.
You wake up in the morning, it's all over the bed.
Yeah.
No matter what you do. Yeah.
I leave a trail of DNA wherever I go.
Leading into the next story.
but yes, for those of you who are on the internet and you're inclined to visuals, just go type in like Russian female police skirts and you will see that sure enough, whether it's a police lady on doing her beat on the corner or if it's a bunch of ladies going through their academy graduation, they really kind of do look like they're wearing the outfit that a police stripper might wear just before she breaks it all down and takes it all off. So it is on the suggestive side. We're going to take a break. When we come back here on the Dark 30 Hour, well, we have a story for you about, the old Swiss cheese pervert. Yes, we have an update for you on him.
Ah, the old Swiss cheese pervert.
And also, even though it's not exactly Dark 30 material, we can't make it through this show, given the nature of the show, without mentioning to you something really disgusting that happened in Asheville recently that's making national headlines. It's not necessarily sexual or anything like that, but it's just
pretty gross.
It's icky, yeah. So, we'll get into that when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. Stick around for more on the Dark 30 Hour of Speaking of Strange.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for me or two. Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. We'll be right back.
Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. This is the Dark 30 Hour, meaning that, well, we're in safe harbor, so we're talking about some of the more sordid and seedy stuff. Not appropriate for kids, not appropriate for the easily offended, so tune out. If you fall into those categories or are related to those categories.
Some of it just not appropriate for anybody.
Well, yeah. Some of it is just downright filth. And, you know, which is why we call this the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. And, of course, I believe we can all agree last hour was the summit of our enlightenment here in this country. Now we've gone to the gutter. Before we continue with some news stories, I also want to say that technically speaking, tonight's show would not be possible without the high tech of Christopher's computers. We are using a Christopher computer tonight on the program. Christopher is my friend. He is Sam's friend.
He's your friend. He's all y'all's friend.
He's everybody's friend.
Everybody's friend.
And he's there in Asheville. And look, it doesn't matter if your computer is screwing up and you need it fixed, or if you just want to do an update to extend the life of your computer, or you need a new computer, whatever the problem is. Not only will he help you, but he will give you a square deal. He's a good, efficient, fast, honest guy with a bang-up staff.
Very true.
Call him at 828-670-9800 or go to christopherscomputers.com. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com, christopherscomputers.com, or call again 828-670-9800. And there's a lot of confusion in the computer business, a lot of people who will rip you off. I give you my personal word. I stake my reputation on the fact you cannot go wrong if you go with Christopher's Computers off of Merriman Avenue there in Asheville.
Just south of the Wendy's, like right around the Wendy's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right
absolutely.
Past UNCA.
Good reference.
Yes.
So speaking of Asheville, before we continue with this news, and I do have an update on the Swiss cheese pervert, Asheville unfortunately has made some national headlines because of a rather disgusting incident that happened recently. And Sam, you were actually the person who informed me about this. Would you like to describe what has happened?
Sure, I will. And, you know, just let me preface it by saying they're getting exactly what they wanted, which is attention. And, you know, part of me as a musician who appreciates venues that, you know, will let certain bands play of, you know, certain varieties, I think these guys did a disservice, personally, as a musician. But these guys are a black and crust metal band out of Charlotte called Youngin' in the Way. And they played Sunday night, which was wrapping up the tattoo festival here in town. The Empire Tattoo Showcase at the Lab. You might know it as the Lexington Avenue Brewery. And towards the end of the show, there was a lot of pig's blood involved, as can be the case with your crust metal collectives. And they had to shut down for several days. They had to call the Buncombe County Health Department to assess the damage. Luckily, you know, because they do serve food there as well, this is in the back room of the venue, which was not, you know, it's not in the food portion. It's at the very back. Great sounding room. And, you know, it's an excellent venue. And they played there, and everything, I guess, was pretty cool if you're into, like, really heavy, dark metal. And but then it all went carnage, man. And I was like, you know, the pictures are brutal. And it's real pig's blood. A lot of times, you know, if it's gore, they were using corn syrup
You know, and when you go to a Gore concert, you're kind of prepared to wear a raincoat, a poncho, if you would, because you might get soaked. Here, I mean, I guess some people were like, oh, yeah, please, give me the pig's blood. Other people are probably a little bit perturbed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Getting on and your... I'm looking at the pictures here, and like you say, there is literally a pool of animal blood.
A good amount.
Shown on the floor. Yeah.
And then they were tweeting afterwards about, like, you know, how proud they were that they, like, ruined the curtain and how they, you know, caused complete carnage. Well, you know, did you put any consideration into the fact that a local business was out for 3 days and all the servers there didn't make any money for 3 days? And because you wanted to, what, shock somebody? You know, come on.
Yeah. Maybe we're just getting old, Sam, but
I know.
Not cool.
I play
not
in a metal band, though, you know, yeah. And it was in USA Today this past week. And, I mean, that's what we want to be. I mean, usually it's like, hey, the top 10 cities to visit. But last week it was pig's blood in Asheville.
Wow.
Dark 30. That's how we do it.
Pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to Philly, where we have an update for you on the Swiss cheese pervert. Now, we have reported on him before. This is a man accused of using Swiss cheese to sexually proposition unsuspecting women in Philadelphia. And basically, you know, he would walk up to women. He was 42 years old, this guy. Walk up to women and offer them money to put cheese on his genitals and perform a lewd act. Well, he was arrested, and it says here, gosh, there's even a cell phone picture somebody took of this half-naked man in his car, the Swiss cheese pervert, and he has been he pleaded guilty to this and has been sentenced to probation.
You know what the problem is? You said this is in Philly, right?
Yeah.
He's propositioning women with Swiss cheese. You know that Philly is a cheese whiz town.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Now, I don't know where the cheesesteak. We've actually had a cheesesteak conversation on the show.
You can't be pulling out Swiss cheese in Philly. That's
not right.
It's Bush League.
Yeah. You think they would have thrown the book at him other than just probation? Oh, well. Next time, cheese whiz.
Havarti.
That's our advice.
Here in Asheville, it would be Havarti. It would have to be locally sourced, like goat cheese.
Yes.
Here, would you rub some organic goat cheese on them?
Here's a story from Denver, Colorado. Headline, drug suspect pulls gun from butt and then shoots up moving squad car. An alleged meth user who'd been repeatedly searched by Denver police and then arrested and handcuffed fired two shots with a gun pulled out of his butt while being driven to jail. So, mind you, they'd already searched him. That's how far this thing was crammed
up there. That was suitcased.
The embarrassing and dangerous moment for Denver's police was highlighted when the DA announced no charges would be filed against a corporal for shooting the handcuffed suspect in the back seat of his squad car. So the 32-year-old man was picked up at McDonald's. There you go. There's the McDonald's connection. He was also wanted on a nationwide felony warrant for weapons violations.
Oh, that is a violation, all right? Is it not?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of violations, actually. So upon arriving at a police station for booking, he refused to get out of the patrol car and got off two shots before his gun jammed, and then that's when he was wounded when the police turned and shot him in the abdomen. It says that when they were searching him, though, they did recover a knife from the waistband of his pants.
I wasn't going to ask.
And a crack pipe.
That was in his urethra. did they say what type of gun it was?
Yeah, it was a semi-automatic 25 caliber pistol.
That's what I was going to say. Now, it would be way more impressive if it was a 44 Magnum. The most powerful handgun in the world.
Well, but here's what you're missing. Not only did he have that when they gave him a thorough search, they also discovered he had three bags of meth hidden in there as well.
That's easy. That's
That's so a rookie. A human pack mule. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our next headline will be from the UK. It is a model who said, "My boobs are more important than the law." Well, we'll be the judge of that, won't we? And then also another story about a naked woman and something bad she did in Calhoun, Georgia. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back right after these very important messages.
Elle lutte, elle se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je vais bloquer l'ascenseur. Je vais prendre ta douleur, saboter l'interrupteur. Je vais prendre ta
Speaking of strange, and here's what Dark 30 means. That means you should turn off the radio. If there are kids around or you are easily offended, that's our warning to you, because this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, okay? And that's why we save it for late at night. As far as we know, these are real news stories that you just usually don't hear so much about in the mainstream. And tonight's show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, but keep in mind, they are going to be closed this coming week for the 4th of July. And also, this show is going to take a little break, and so next Saturday, we think it'll probably be just Coast to Coast AM or some affiliated program running, and then we will return with a brand new Speaking of Strange the Saturday after that. I also want to take an opportunity to remind all of you, this is a good time of year to consider that, hey, we all love the summer. It's wonderful to get outside and enjoy the nice weather. But unfortunately, that also means the time of the year when the really powerful thunderstorms kick in, tornadoes kick in, hurricanes kick in, things that will easily wipe out your power. And people around the country, and I'm talking every state in the U.S., have purchased Sunshine Simple solar generators as their backup. And they do that because that you may go out and get a gasoline generator, but what do you do when the fuel runs out? Also, it's quiet. It's clean. I mean, the thing is, it's a perfect box. It's portable. It's less than 100 pounds. You can take it on a camping trip. And you can use it every single day, if you want to lower your power bill. So go to sunshinesimple.com and just watch the video there. And you'll see me on video showing how it works. And you can read about it and go ahead and get one right now before it's too late. You don't want to be sitting there in the dark. I've done that. You've done that before. It sucks. So
do it now. I live my life just sitting alone in the dark. Maybe I need to look into that.
The dark 30 side. That's where you live. Speaking of that, let's go to the UK. Model says, quote, "My boobs are more important than the law." Says here, a British model skipped probation meetings to get a breast enlargement. She says, quote, "My boobs and my appearance are more important than the law because my career depends on it," end quote. Apparently, she hasn't been too keen on complying with her court-ordered work either. The model reportedly refused to complete community service stemming from an assault on police officers because the litter pickup is, quote, "too tiring and breaks my nails," end quote. So, again, this is a 20-year-old woman who apparently, who knows what the situation was. I don't think it goes into the background here. She ended up being accused of assaulting police officers, was arrested, got some community service, and skipped her community service to go get a breast enlargement. It says here that she was convicted and sentenced to 400 hours of what they call maintenance duty over there. But she said, look, I can still do community service other than picking up litter. She offered to make some free porn movies for the homeless and the poor as a better solution. And she felt that that was more socially helpful.
I would agree. I would totally agree. You just got me to, you caught me back to attention. I was kind of, I was leaning back in my chair. I'm back up now. I'm like.
Well, it does make you think as a judge. It's kind of like when you convict a rapper and he has to go out and do a concert or what. Yeah, I don't know.
Why it's got to be a rapper? Why can't it be like a country music artist? Why it got to be a rapper?
Exactly. Let's say the day comes, well, maybe it's Big Smo and we have both. You know, I'm looking into the future. Big Smo someday.
I saw that little mini marathon the other day of that show. I turned on the TV. It was on. I got a little hooked. I was like, I kind of like this fella. Don't know much about him at all. He seemed like a very nice young man.
I told you we're getting old, aren't we? He's a nice young man.
I didn't even turn the channel. I just turned on the TV. It was there. My dad used to just watch the preview channel for hours, just like scrolling. I'm like, Dad, wait, I gotta know what's on. You never turn. That's how you know you're getting old. You just turn it on and you like leave it. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it says here this woman, she has been described as a porn model and adult TV star. And they say here that this was her breast defense. And boom, 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 boom. They say, you know, if you think justice is weird in America, well, this story from the UK should give you pause to think of the other side of extremes in the situation. What do you think a U.S. judge would have done with this lady? I'm not sure that we know exactly what's going to happen to her, but
our prayers and thoughts and
we reach out to her.
What does she look like? I mean, is she like hot or is she skanked out?
I haven't seen a picture of her, but I would imagine that odd is a definite. That's a given.
They should let the homeless and poor be the judge of that. Like, do we want her making porn for us? And if they say no, then bam, you got to do your 400 hours.
Absolutely. Next story comes to us from Calhoun, Georgia. A naked 34-year-old woman is accused of vandalizing and flooding a home there and then hiding in the closet. Let's see here. It says a woman in Calhoun, Georgia, came home to a big surprise. Her home was looted and filled with water. She said, I knew as soon as I stepped on my porch something was bad wrong, as water was running out from under my front door like a small river. When I opened the door, it looked like a tornado had ripped through my home. That woman called deputies, and when they investigated the house, they found the even bigger surprise, an attractive naked woman hiding in one of the closets. This naked woman lives about 7 miles away and did not know the homeowner. She had no explanation as to how she ended up in the closet, why the home was vandalized, or where her clothes were. She was just very disoriented. The deputy report states, quote, the woman was in fact totally nude and was acting abnormally, but was taken into custody without further incident, end quote. They haven't gotten an estimate yet of the damage, but they said the home was extensively trashed, and they took the woman to an area hospital for evaluation, and they did find her to be under the influence of methamphetamine.
Give her a mulligan.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Mulligan, it happens.
And before we get to our last segment, here's another story that's pretty messed up. Do you guys remember how there was this BBC host named Jimmy Savile who he died a couple years ago, I guess. And after he died in 2012. And after that, it came out that this guy, this host, had been sexually abusing hundreds of victims over the years. He's kind of a creepy, white-haired guy. Does that ring a bell with you two?
No? I've heard the name.
Okay. Well, they said that over six decades, he'd been visiting hospitals and that sort of thing and used his fame and charitable work to get unsupervised access to patients, raping and sexually abusing boys, girls, men, and women aged between 5 and 75. Well, in one disclosure here, it was reported, and this is brand new here, that this guy had sexually abused bodies in the mortuary of Leeds General Infirmary in Northern England. So there were two witnesses who said that he wore rings made from the glass eyes of dead bodies.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so this guy who was 84 when he died in 2011, and then it was in 2012 when they realized this guy lived his whole life as this celebrated celebrity in England and had been using that and got away with not only doing all these horrible things to living people, but he was even doing it to the dead. How messed up is that? We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last stories of tonight's Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
in the final minutes of tonight. Speaking of strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And mind you, being the Dark 30 Hour, well, this is when we talk about the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out right now if there's somebody around who doesn't need to hear this kind of material. And tune back in at the top of the next hour for something that's probably going to be a bit more family-friendly. I also want to remind all of you, if you have heard the legend of the wishing machine, a box that can make your dreams come true, and you have no idea what it is, go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, and just watch the free video there. And I do plan to do another Wishing Machine webinar in July, and everybody who tunes in for that one is going to get something free. And it's going to be really cool, and you're going to like it, trust me. So when you go to joshuapwarren.com, just scroll down to the bottom, put your email address in the email bank there, and you'll know when the webinar is going to take place. Here we go, last stories of the night. All right, here is one from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Says here, a corporal with the Tulsa Police Department was arrested on a domestic assault and battery complaint after allegedly trying to force oral sex on his new girlfriend after flipping out. It says here that the victim told police she'd been at the man's house multiple times and began to give him a back rub after he requested one. During the back rub, he just snapped, went completely insane, started trying to force her to do this. Then it says he defecated on the bed, pushed her into it, and then ordered her to clean up the mess and clean herself up.
As well she should.
Oh, Sam. Direct all your emails to Sam, please.
You're the one talking about bad stuff over here. So.
I'm just the reporter in
this
case.
I know nothing. I'm merely the messenger.
Yes, the Walter Cronkite of filth. Next story comes to us from Germany. It says here, American student gets stuck in giant German vagina. It says here,
define giant? What is giant these days?
If you can walk into it.
Well, how about a 32-ton sculpture?
Oh.
Made out of red Veronese marble, meant to signify the gateway to the world.
Well, at least it's classy.
Apparently this was on display, and they say some kid whose name has not been released decided to climb inside this thing. It took 22 firefighters to snatch this confused American student from the sculpture's vice-like grip. The lad is in stable condition now, so
Josh,
he's very lucky.
Josh, was that young American boy you?
I don't want to talk about this now.
You know, if you walked up on a red marble statue of that, you would try to climb in it too.
Now everybody knows what happened, what went wrong with me.
Egg, were you that little fat boy?
And last story of the night comes to us from New Jersey. You may recall, well, we've read a lot of stories about guys who have been getting along with cows lately, but this has caused a bit of a problem in the barnyard state with the law. A New Jersey judge has dismissed animal cruelty charges against a cop accused of committing sex acts with young cows, saying a grand jury had no way of knowing whether they were tormented. Apparently, this guy had five calves that he was doing things to. The problem is they don't have a law there against explicitly doing this, only a law against animal cruelty. And the jury said, hey, this is disgusting, but maybe it wasn't cruelty. How do we know?
If it was a heifer or a Holstein and not a calf, You know, maybe it's
that would change everything.
It's a young cow. It's no excuse for that.
Nah.
I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in 2 weeks for a brand new one. You are commanded!